long COVID, the lingering condition seen after a coronavirus infection, doesn't affect everybody. In fact, New York City data is showing women are more likely than men to develop the chronic symptoms. It's a pattern popping up nationwide, too. The New York City Council held a hearing late last week to raise awareness about the gendered nature of long COVID. The Council's Committee on Women and Gender Equity collected testimony from patients, patient advocates, and city health officials. Betsy Ladejetz is an independent health journalist who covered the hearings. She joins us now to talk about what can be done to tackle the issue. Hey, Betsy, welcome to WNYC.
Thanks for having me.
The Deputy Commissioner for Disease Control at the city's health department presented data on how long COVID breaks down between men and women. What are the numbers telling us?
Yeah, so she shared some data from a survey that the New York City Health Department does every year. And in 2021, they included a couple of questions asking New Yorkers about their experience with long COVID. And they found about 28% of New York City women who had a likely past COVID infection reported at least one long-term symptom that they said was related to the virus. So that's 28% of women who had a past infection compared to 21% of men. Clearly a bit higher prevalence in women. This aligns with national estimates from the CDC and the census, which have been doing similar surveys across the country, asking people about their experiences of long COVID.
Do scientists know why there is that gap between men and women?
They don't have a super clear understanding at this point, but there are a few hypotheses. One is that there might be differences between how women's and men's immune systems respond to COVID. Women might have more autoantibodies, which is a protein made by the body that kind of attacks the body itself, which it is not supposed to do, and can cause inflammation and other symptoms associated with long COVID. Another piece of this that some experts think may be part of the problem is that women, especially women who are parents or who have a lot of household duties, might be less able to rest early on when they first get infected. And studies have shown that rest early in your disease can lead to a lower likelihood of long COVID symptoms later on.
Many doctors aren't familiar with post-viral conditions, things like long COVID. So they might see symptoms and then mistake that for something else. Is that something that's causing issues for patients?
Yes, that was a big theme at the hearing among the patients and patient advocates who testified. A lot of them talked about getting dismissed by doctors who were not familiar with long COVID early on. Some patients said they were told that they had anxiety or that their symptoms were exaggerated, when in reality, they found later by talking to doctors with more expertise in this area that they had serious heart conditions and other really severe symptoms potentially stemming from COVID. So these patients and also experts in long COVID who testified suggested that New York City should promote more education at all levels of the medical system about long COVID so that eventually patients can go to their primary care doctors and don't need to seek out specialists on long COVID.
Transgender advocates spoke about barriers to long COVID healthcare. What did they highlight?
Yeah, this was kind of an underreported theme around long COVID that came up at the hearing, that it is not just more prevalent among women, it's also more prevalent among trans and gender nonconforming people. About 47% of trans adults with prior COVID infections reported experiencing long COVID as of early August. And that's a huge number. That's almost half of patients in this demographic group. One reason for this might be that being HIV positive can be a big risk factor for long COVID because you're already dealing with a post-viral illness that impacts your immune system. So for this reason, trans advocates who spoke at the hearing talked about wanting more connection between trans health and HIV care and long COVID.
What types of long COVID services are available to New Yorkers? Well, we should ask, does the city offer any?
Yeah, the city offers COVID centers of excellence. So these are public clinics treating patients New Yorkers can go to. The city is also offering a hotline called Aftercare. So you can call 212-COVID-19 to get connected with services and to learn more about long COVID. However, the city has not yet created new social services specifically for long COVID patients, services that might help with, say, unemployment or housing issues or other challenges due to long COVID. And that is something that patient advocates would really like to see more of.
Betsy Ladejetz is an independent journalist who covers long COVID, among other health topics. Betsy, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me and for highlighting this important topic.